All right, everybody, welcome to the Mets News Podcast. Now, I have a big guest coming on in just a couple of weeks. I'm not going to name who it is, but this week I'm going to do an episode just because something came up, so we had to push it back. So, what is there to talk about? The New York Football Giants are a disgrace. Joe Judge went on his 11-minute tirade, and I cannot stress this enough. Could this guy just get fired? Like, this is ridiculous. I don't like to call for people to lose their job. I'll be 100% honest with you. That's just not something I'm ever going to do. But this time, I'm going to make an exception to the rule because Joe Judge has embarrassed the organization. He attacked Ron Rivera, which is a freaking disgrace. I mean, why are you attacking other organizations? We're not a clown show organization that fights behind the sidelines, gets into fist fights. It's like, Joe, why? Why, Joe? Why is there a reason to do that? Like, for me, personally, it makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. There's no reason to do that. There's no reason to say anything. If you're not a clown show organization, so you're pretty much calling also Pat Shurmur and the Giants before you got here a clown show organization. He also said, I'm quoting this from his press conference, "We don't have guys that have golf clubs outside their locker that are planning vacations." Well, Joe, I have other news for you. The New York Giants didn't quit. They didn't quit under Pat Shurmur. In my opinion, they didn't quit. They went 2-3 down the stretch, won an overtime game against the Dolphins. Not the Dolphins, the Washington football team. I almost called them the Forbidden Word. Beat the Dolphins, and they should have beat the Eagles. How can you say they quit? If anything, this club, in my opinion, quit on you. And you notice how I'm not screaming because I just really don't care. This guy has embarrassed the organization. And I don't think John Mayer listens to my podcast. I really don't. I hope he does. Because I do have respect for John Mayer. John Mayer wants the team to do well. He does. Does he run the team 20 years behind schedule? Yeah, he does, but you know, I'm not going to fault him for not trying. But if he doesn't fire Joe Judge, this guy clearly does not know what he's doing. I hate to be that guy. I really do. But Joe Judge has to go. This guy doesn't know what he's doing behind the sidelines. He goes on an 11-minute tirade where all the league is ripping him. And it just gives the Giants a bad look. And if you want another reason to fire him, all right, I'll give it to you. You don't want a new general manager because Dave Gettleman's gone. Like, he is gone, gone. You don't want a new general manager and Joe Judge in a different timeline. It's true. It's true. So where I stand here is this. Joe Judge has to be fired. There are no ifs, there are no ands, there are no buts. I don't know who the next head coach is going to be. The Giants have to go outside the organization to find a general manager. They have to go outside the organization. There's no doubt, in my opinion. But if they don't, they'll look terrible. I'm not gonna lie to you. In my opinion, if the New York Giants don't go outside the organization and they don't fire Joe Judge, they're gonna look like a clown. This organization looks so bad right now. It's really a disgrace. It's tough because I'm not a diehard football fan. I don't know if you guys know this or not, my listeners. I'm not a diehard football fan. I'm not. But the fact of the matter is, You cannot have a general manager and a coach on a different timeline. Then this is another reason if you want to fire Joe Judge. The Eagles, who were clearly rebuilding, made it to the playoffs this year. The Giants have been trying to make it back to the playoffs for the past 6 years. It's going to be seven. And they haven't been able to do that. They just haven't been able to do it. So, for me, if it was up to me, I would fire Joe Judge. Now, would I bring back Daniel Jones? I would. I would not pick up his fifth-year option, but I would bring him back. I don't see the harm in not bringing him back. But ultimately, the Giants are just in the wilderness right now. They're going to probably bring back Joe Judge, and they're going to probably bring back Daniel Jones. I would get John Harbaugh. If he's ready to come back into the NFL like everybody's saying, I'd bring him back, but I doubt it. But we'll see. If Joe Judge gets fired, then when my guest comes on the show, not next week. Actually, I don't know when I'm going to release it. When I might release it as soon as the interview's done. I might wait 2 weeks, a week. I don't know. I might wait a week. I don't know. Depends where we're going. And we'll see. But let me tell you, if Joe Judge doesn't get fired, you're not going to get an emergency episode about me ranting. If Joe Judge gets fired, I don't know where you go. Do you just bring John Harbaugh in? Do you draft a new quarterback? I mean, the Giants are in such a mess. Dave Gettleman has left the Giants in such a mess. It's kind of a disgrace. But time will tell. I'll enjoy tomorrow's game. No, I won't, because the Giants haven't scored a touchdown, feels like, forever. A meaningful touchdown in forever. But we'll see what happens. We're going to take a break here, and when we get back, I'm going to preview what I think the Mets should do for the rest of the offseason. Talk about my thoughts on the MLBPA and the owners not getting together, which is a disgrace. And then I'm going to wrap it up for this week. But first, let's hear from the sponsor, Anchor. Welcome back, everybody. I hope you like the new ad. Or don't. Happy New Year, because it's whatever. This is the first episode of Season 3. The second episode is going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. All right, everybody. Let's get into the lockout, and then I'll preview the Mets offseason, what I want to see happens. Or should I? By the way, the Mets got a new hitting coach, Eric Chavez. Oh, who cares that he was on the Yankee staff? He got a promotion. It's not a big deal. Whatever. Just, I don't care about that. So I know one of my listeners are saying, oh, talk about how the Mets snubbed the Yankees. They didn't snub the Yankees. Give me a break. All right, let's get into it. This lockout situation, it's kind of a disgrace in my opinion. The fact that we are even having this conversation to me is a disgrace. We already went through a lockout last year, and the true MLB fans know what I'm talking about. Meaning, a lot of the fans, they feel disgusted. Baseball had a chance in 2020 to come back before all the other sports, but because of petty crap, because I like to be PG, because of petty crap, they did not come back. It was all about money, and that's what it's all about this time. Don't let anybody fool you that it's about service time. It's not. It's about money. Service time, in a funny way, is the same thing as money. If you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, the players, this is their big gripe. Their big gripe is, you know, we want less service time so the players can come back. Not come back. The players can go to free agency. In some cases, I guess they do come back. In other cases, they don't go back to their teams. To me, I think service time is fine. And I know Coach Weber wants a salary cap. Go back into the archives. It's probably in season one where he says that the MLB needs a salary cap. To me, the MLB doesn't need a salary cap because I have some sad news for people. It's very sad. Most MLB teams could afford to spend. That's where the players are correct. The Cincinnati Reds owner, let me Google it just to make sure. But I know for a fact the Reds, they're one of the richest franchises in all of baseball. Reds, owner, net. Here we go. The Reds owner is worth $26.4 billion. That's his whole net worth. Yeah, 2022. $26.4 billion. That's how much the Reds owner's worth. He owns 49% of the team. So that's all his assets combined. How much money he has, and I'm calling this right off the Forbes website, is $7.6 billion. So it's not as much as Steve Cohen, but it's still a lot. He has more money than the Yankees do, but the Yankees seem to spend money. So this notion, and I'm going to put the Forbes article in there. This notion that he doesn't have money, and I'm putting this in my episode. This notion that the Reds don't have money is another disgrace, because they do have money. So do the Pirates. They don't have as much as Steve Cohen. But the Reds can spend if they want to. The owner chooses not to spend, which is a disgrace. So now other owners that do spend money have to pay the consequences. A salary cap in the MLB was never going to happen. And I'm going to ask my guest who's coming on the next episode the same question. But I think even he would agree with me. A salary cap will never happen in the league, and that's how it should be. The Reds owner has over $7 billion. He's worth $26.2 billion. He's on Forbes' most richest, most powerful men list. He's not high on the list, but I'm never going to be on that list. Teams can spend if they want to. They choose not to spend. You have teams that tank for no reason. And I hate the announcer, well, we have to tank to be competitive. They don't have to tank. They can spend. If the Reds wanted Clayton Kershaw, they could get Clayton Kershaw for money. If they wanted Max Scherzer, they could get Max Scherzer. It's the same thing with the Pirates. It's the same thing with the White Sox, even though the White Sox have spent. It's the only team I would say that is that financially, but they've proven me wrong, financially couldn't do it is the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays. But even Tampa Bay just handed out a big contract. These owners can spend if they choose to. But the fact of the matter is, they choose not to spend, and it's ruining the game. It's true. It's ruining the game of baseball. And if this season gets delayed, let me just tell you this. There will be hell to pay. If this season starts in June, July, I'm telling you, baseball's already suffering. But let me tell you this, it might not be able to come back if there's no season. And they will be hurt if the season gets delayed. For me, this should get done by next week. It's not, but it should get done. And what the Mets need to do, transitioning into my last point, and by the way, Rob Manfred, can Rob Manfred resign? He is a terrible commissioner that just feeds off division. That's what he does. Like, let's be honest. He fired Ken Rosenthal for no reason. Could we at least admit, because I know there are actually some people that like Rob Manfred, which is fine. Could we at least admit the guy is tone deaf when it comes to PR? Could I at least get that from the Rob Manfred's lovers? Come on. But I rest my case. The lockout should be over, and the players are no saints either. I'm not a players guy. The players, it seems like, no one wants to come to the negotiating table on both sides, which is a disgrace. But it is what it is. We have no control over it. Now, when this lockout does end, the Mets should just, they have to, I saw a trade the other day. The Mets should trade for Craig Kimbrel. And they should. But I don't want to give up Khalil Lee. I like Khalil Lee. I saw Khalil Lee play. I don't know what that trade would be. But I saw Khalil Lee in the minor leagues. And I just like his swing. He could play the outfield. I'm telling you, the Mets should not trade that guy. What I would personally do also is, I never lie to you. Well, if I were the Mets, and I personally, I would not, I'm not lying to my audience, I would say, listen, we'll give you a prospect and we'll take on from the White Sox his whole salary. By taking on his whole salary, you'll be good. You'll be fine. But in that case, by also, because you have the richest owner of all of MLB, by also taking on their salary, you're also basically saying we don't have to give up prospects anymore, which is a good thing. The Mets also should go out and get Chris Bryant. And by also getting Kimbrel, because I've talked about Bryant 100 times, by also getting Kimbrel, Edwin Diaz can go into the 7th and 8th inning role. The bullpen's a lot more deeper, which is nice. But ultimately, we'll see what we do after the lockout. Because right now, I don't want to speculate on things. I like to speculate on things when the action's moving. Right now, the action's not moving at all. So I think that's everything I want to cover this week. We talked about the Giants. We talked about the Mets. And next week, coming on my show, is a big guest. The second episode of Season 3. We're going to have a big guest. You will not want to miss it. That's all I'm going to say. A couple people in my audience already know who it is. We had to delay it a week, which is fine, but he is coming on. So, I cannot wait for you to know who it is. I'm not even going to tell you. I'm going to leave it there, because if I keep talking about it, guess what? I'm going to leak it out. All right, this has been an edition of the Mets News Podcast. I got to go before I open my big mouth. Subscribe to all my platforms. Happy New Year! And let's hope Joe Judge, I hate to say it, but Joe Judge has to resign or get fired. And the Giants have to clean house and get going in the right direction. Stay safe. Have a good one. And I can't wait for you guys to see my guest next week. Subscribe. Stay safe.